Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going to finish strong on a Friday. It is the Friday Morning Good Time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. We are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. That is Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Coming up in our final hour, the tussle in Tampa. We will recap last night's battle in the NFC South with the Falcons topping the Bucs at the buzzer. In 20 minutes, we'll take another trip around the NFL and maybe college football, depends, as we pick six, and then we'll lock down our favorite plays of the weekend in just 40 minutes. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream our final hour. We always do that, the final 60 minutes. If you'd like to join us, you can do so on BallySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app, or you can find us on Stadium as well. Chelsea, let's jump right in. What a game we got last night. You never know on Thursday Night Football. The Falcons edging the Bucs 29-28. The Falcons getting 4.5 points. The Falcons plus 185, and the total is 44 and a hook. The over hits. Both teams were in the old school uniforms. The Bucs were in the creamsicle jerseys. The Falcons in the black. And we get an old fashioned shootout. Kirk Cousins going old school. 30 of 44, 373 yards, three touchdowns. Atlanta down 28-20 in the fourth quarter. And then for the third time in the game, Cousins finds his big tight end.
Robinson in motion. Cousins goes the other way. Pitch. Can he handle it? They say touchdown.
Amazon Prime with the call. The Falcons fail on the two-point conversion. They're down 28-26. Falcons down late in the game. Then on 4th and 14. Under a minute to play. Cousins converting on a huge 20-yard first down pass to David Sills. Zane Gonzalez wins it for Atlanta from 43 yards away, and the Falcons get the dub once again, 29-28. They had 19 penalties, Chelsea, but a dub is a dub.
Yeah, I don't know what's more impressive, winning a game with 19 penalties or the Bucs losing a game to a team with 19 penalties in a game that you led 28-14. Usually when we talk about blown leads, it's usually the Falcons and that famous 28-3 defeat. You know, they suffered in the Super Bowl losing to Tom Brady. But for the Bucs, what a disappointment. Like, from a team that went from Baker Mayfield making headlines as, should he be a candidate for MVP? Should Emeka Egbuka be Rookie of the Year this season? To now losing all these games in this recent stretch. I understand that Baker Mayfield isn't fully healthy, but still, this is a team that was supposed to run away with the NFC South, and now they're careening towards a game against the Panthers with absolutely no momentum. It feels like the vibes inside the locker room have to be completely kaput. This was not a great game from the Bucs, needless to say.
No, it was not. And we heard the frustration immediately afterwards. So, Falcons, you know, what a comeback win for them. The Bucs probably should have won this game, particularly being at home with the lead that they had. So, you might imagine Todd Bowles pretty fed up afterwards, and the Tampa Bay head coach certainly was.
It's inexcusable. You don't make excuses. You got to care enough where the shit hurts. You got to care enough where the shit hurts. It got to mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat the shit. It was inexcusable, and there's no answer for it. There's no excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room. Look in the mirror.
Okay. So what I heard there, this is like communication practice. What I hear you saying is that you aren't pleased with my performance. And so I understand that frustration. He was heated. That's not like him.
Well, imagine what he said to the team inside the locker room. If this is what he's saying to the public and to the media, I'm sure it was much, much worse. An absolute firestorm after this game. And for good reason. It felt like this was going to be a good spot for the Bucs, who finally got back what feels like their full complement of offensive weapons. And it spoils a nice night from Mike Evans, who returned this game for 132 receiving yards. But the defense just did not hold up their end of the bargain. And we've seen that over the stretch where the Bucs have been losing games. That defense that used to be one of the best rush defenses in the NFL just kind of crumbled in this game. And I will say, you know, Bijan Robinson is a very dynamic rusher, had 93 rush yards in this game. But I think when you look at this box score and you're like, okay, you got absolutely smoked by like three guys in the receiving game. Maybe put a hand in the face of Kyle Pitts. I don't know, maybe try to guard that guy. He had 166 receiving yards in this game. So, Jenks, maybe we should talk about the Falcons. And it does feel like after the fact, since the Falcons are probably not going to go to the postseason. In fact, I think they were already eliminated before this game. But what do you think the takeaways are for Falcons fans? Do you say, hey, this is a good sign that Kirk Cousins doesn't look 45 in this game, and he put up some great numbers, as he usually does, against the Tampa Bay Bucs? And maybe you say, okay, there's some things to build on here. Kyle Pitts in a contract year. Maybe we're finally seeing the redemption arc for somebody who's been a massive disappointment, relatively speaking, due to his talent.
Yeah, it was remarkable to watch him not break out, but you know what I mean, have that sort of seminal game where you're like, oh my God, like this is finally sort of what we expected from you. Not every single game, but the first time he really shined in a huge moment, particularly on Thursday Night Football. And that's when people notice, right? You're the one game on the schedule. That's when people say, oh, I see you now. I mean, Kyle Pitts, he is the first tight end to rack up three touchdowns and 150 yards in a single game since Shannon Sharp did it in 1996. You know, that's remarkable to go back that far to find a performance like this. And we were talking about this in the previous segment. We have seen, or there's been analysis, how much does this guy love the game? Because he came in with so much fanfare out of Florida, like he's going to be a guy that maybe changes the game. One of the best tight end prospects to ever come into the NFL draft. And he's never really met that challenge. But he's in a contract year. He has all the physical tools. And maybe this is him finally coming into his own, because we've seen flashes, and last night he was dominant.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what you want. But it feels like a little too late because he's been in the league for quite some time. Yeah. But you know who's absolutely noticing it is Kirk Cousins. Like he's saying, okay, this is the guy that I need to throw to, because this is the guy that he's been targeting over the last three games, and it has been effective. Like over the last three games, he's had 82 yards, 90, and now 166. So definitely something to monitor moving forward. Kirk Cousins knows who helps him get the football down the field and actually makes the catches. So I think from a fantasy and props perspective, keep your eye on Kyle Pitts.
Yeah. Especially over the latter half of the season, no question about that. So, what do you make of Kirk Cousins now? I mean, he just kind of is who he is. Nothing's going to change. They're going to be with Michael Penix Jr. But I will say, maybe in the locker room, he got to throw out one more. Maybe he doesn't say, you like that, any longer. Maybe he's something like, you guys appreciate that, right? You know, he's a little older now, a little softer. That was pretty good, huh, guys? But I will say, I did not expect him. I was on the under in this game, as we know. but I did not expect him to ball out like that. I will say this, in his last three games against Tampa, you know, sometimes you have a player, particularly a quarterback, and there's something about an opposing team, whether it's opposing scheme, opposing players, there's something that makes you feel comfortable. Last three games against the Bucs, 3-0, 1,158 yards passing, 11 touchdowns, and one pick. And here he is at 37, still getting it done.
Yeah, that was the difficult part to handicap going into this game, is you see all the numbers against Tampa Bay, but a lot of those were when he was in his prime, you know, with Minnesota and when he was putting up massive numbers. So do you say to yourself, okay, you know, this is old stats that we throw out the window, or do you say this is something that he can still do? And so we saw last night, he threw the ball 44 times. And I do think when we see a quarterback market the way that it is right now, Phillip Rivers was called after 5 years of not playing in the NFL, and he is going to be what appears to be a starting quarterback in the league this week. So when you see that and you say this is how the quarterback market is right now, I think Kirk Cousins is probably somebody you want to keep on the roster, if not to just be a mentor or a backup plan if Michael Penix Jr. gets hurt. But it should be noted they still have to pay him a ton of money, so they still have a decision to make.
No, that is true. I mean, that is something they're going to have to address at some point here during the offseason. When you look at, I want to ask about Tampa's playoff hopes, because here they are. They're not in the strongest division, okay? But they've lost 5 of 6, and now the Panthers suddenly have a half-game advantage in the division. If you look at the Buccaneers, the Bucs are still favored to win it at minus 135. The Panthers are sitting there at plus 110. And the Panthers are headed to New Orleans this weekend for a date with the Saints. And they're only a 2.5-point favorite. Do you still believe in the Bucs? Would you put some money on Tampa Bay to win this division? Or are you not confident based on the stretch that we've seen from Baker and the boys?
I don't think I believe in them as favorites. Like, I don't want to pay juice on a team that just doesn't look trustworthy right now, especially in these divisional games where we've seen there's a lot of parity in the NFC South when these teams play each other. Like, the Bucs just lost to the Saints, who are not a good football team. So it's not crazy to me, like, if the Panthers would lose to the Saints this week. But the game that is for all the marbles is the head-to-head matchup between the Bucs and the Panthers. So essentially, it's basically who wins that game. So one would think that it would be the Bucs, and they get their ducks in a line, because it's not like they had a bad offensive game. Like, they still scored 28 points. It's just that defense has to get things together. And right now, it just feels like a team that's going in a bad direction. I don't want to say it's similar to the Eagles, but it's a similar feeling that you get when you see the Bucs. You're like, I don't know about that. Like, the Eagles have all the talent in the world. It just feels like the locker room's kind of lost right now. And maybe you look at Baker Mayfield and you're like, okay, you know, he is a leader of men, and he's able to rally the troops, and the coach just absolutely ripped into him after losing that game. And maybe, you know, they get their heads on straight and they win this next big game against the Panthers, because, you know, this last stretch, it means nothing if they can simply beat the Panthers. And it's crazy that it's going to come down to that. But with all the talent on this roster, like, they should be able to do it.
I love here we are on the NFL. This is why the NFL is so great. And I'm listening. And you're absolutely right, by the way. You're like, it's going to come down to this game against the Panthers. And I'm like, she's right. I mean, I know you're right. It's just, who would have thought? This is why the National Football League rules, because the Panthers, nobody expected anything out of them this season. And here we are talking about a massive game next Sunday, Panthers and Bucks. But here we are. Jake's got to be over the moon right now.
Yeah, until the Panthers break his heart. I was there with him when he watched the Panthers play in the Super Bowl against the Broncos, and Cam did not go for that fumble. Oh, I felt like he was in a bad mood for weeks, for months after that game. Like, having to go in his closet and look at his Cam Newton jersey, I feel like it was like it would reignite the fire every single time.
Did he actually ignite a fire? Did he burn that jersey?
No.
Throw it on a parking lot?
That's what crazy
outside?
People do for attention on social media. Like, nobody actually does that.
There are people that do it. They'll burn
for
the jerseys.
So they can video themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like burning jerseys has been around for a long time. Like, I'm over this team, and they just throw some kerosene on it, light it up. Todd Bowles got to get this group together. if you're talking about the Bucs. Carolina, they cannot afford to lose that game to the Saints. And again, it's a short line. If you want Carolina on the money line, it's -140. But Todd Bowles got to figure out something. I wonder how I would imagine, based on what we saw in the press conference last night, like it's always a delicate spot for a head coach. Like, how do you handle this adversity? Do you go in and just rip your guys a new one and just unload and try to fire them up? Or do you remain sort of supportive? Like, managing a locker room and that chemistry and keeping your guys together through adversity, especially when you still have a shot, that's definitely a difficult needle to thread.
Well, it sounds like Todd Bowles chose the rip your team to shreds option.
Yep.
Because I think that's the wrath that we heard from him talking to the media. I think a lot of it depends on how the teams are losing games. Like, if it's a lack of effort and you look around and the body language just isn't there, like, that's when you need to, like, start yelling. Be like, listen.
Yeah.
Because, like, what did he say? Like, this is your job. You should have some pride in it. It feels like when you're getting paid millions of dollars and these are meaningful games in the month of December, you should not need motivation, right? Like, it's crazy to me that it's come to that. And, like, maybe he's being, like, overdramatic and he was mad about the loss, which he should be, because at one point the Bucks led this game, what, 28-14? So I don't blame him there. I would be mad, too.
We got beat by a guy who just got wheeled in here from a nursing home. You like that? You like that, huh? You like that? You like hearing that, guys? 37. Let's get it together. We can't beat the Panthers in the division. The Panthers, guys, really? We'll let you think about it. That's what I'd say. Coming up next, week 15 in the NFL and our pick six next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Hope you're having a great weekend. I mean, it's not the weekend yet, but we're close. We'd like to get you as close as we can. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, we'll run it back like we do each and every week, and we will pick six. Chelsea, I have an update for you. Do you remember the story I told you a couple years ago when I was telling you a bunch of divorce stories?
Divorce stories.
Let's go back in time. So remember I was telling you the story that I met that girl during, well, I was getting divorced. I was separated and about to get a divorce. The proceedings were underway. And so I was dating different people. And I was a total mess, by the way. And I met that one girl that I made out with. And I was here where I am now in this home, which is, you know, it's not amazing, but it's nice. It's okay. And then I made out with her again. Didn't I tell you this? A couple months later, when I wasn't in this place for legal reasons, and I lived in a really not nice place. I lived in the side of a house. I've told you this, right? And so how all of a sudden, how she treated me based on where I was living were two completely different things, right? Like the story is here, she is great. And then when I was living the side of a house, you know, we're in the middle of making out. I mean, I'm not trying to be gross or anything. And she'd be like, isn't it weird that we're here? I'm like, yeah, it is. Start making out a little bit more. I mean, it's just so strange that we're here. And I was like, yeah, it is. I already felt terrible. Already warned her, like, this place is not great. And then we started making out again. And then she's like, I mean, isn't it just really weird that we're here now? I go, yes, it's getting weird. Real weird. I was so insulted. Like, it just made me realize, oh, do you really like me? Or are you just really more enamored with where I live? You know, that's when the whole, you know, how much do you make? Where are you living? Like, what are you really in this for? So that night ended. It was fine. I was like, listen, I'm going to go to bed. You can leave. You know, we'll get you a car. But I'm going to go to bed. It was just so disconcerting. Anyway, I say that as a background because a few days ago, I walk in around the corner to my corner bar where I've been a regular along with the lovely Catherine. I've been a regular for 10 years since they opened. And I walk up to the bar and there's a girl there, long hair now, and says, hey. I'm like, hey. And I'm like, wow, girl's really friendly. I'm like, I'm just getting a drink. And it didn't hit me. And I was like, that's such a strange, like, cute girl. I was like, really, like, very, very friendly. And then it hit me. I'm like, that's her. That's her. I'm not going to mention her name. I'm like, it's her. I'm like, no wonder. I was like, what am I missing here? She was right there. And I was friendly. I said hello. And then it hit me later. And I told Catherine, I was like, hey, remember that story I told you? And I kind of pointed over. Well, anyway, so we kind of laughed about that. And then 2 days ago, I walk in and she's there again. So now I'm thinking, does she live in the neighborhood now? Because this is my regular spot. And we have this weirdo history. And all of a sudden, I've seen her twice in a week in my regular joint.
Ah, it's so awkward.
I know.
Yeah. So you didn't even recognize her? Like, that's the wild part to me, is that you didn't recognize
her. It was a quick glance. I got a quick glance. It wasn't because, you know, she was facing the bar and we kind of turned. It was because, you know, sometimes you're not really paying attention. It's not like I turned and looked at her.
It's
like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, it's dark. And I was like, oh, hey. And then I was like, oh. Like, something about it triggered me out. I was like, why can't I figure this out? And now I know why.
Ah, you should ask her thoughts on Jordan Hudson. I bet she's a big Jordan Hudson stan. Or she's a fan of the LA Dodgers, New York Yankees, Duke basketball. Well, Dallas Cowboys, I was going to say. Like, who are the bandwagon teams now? The Chiefs? Like, she sounds like a front runner, right?
Yes. So, I got that. It'll be fine. I mean, I'm a mature person. I'm like, there's nothing to say, and I'll be kind, but it's just, you know, I don't need that energy after all this time. The only kind of energy I need, Chelsea, is a bunch of winners. So, let's bring it back the other way.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right. Let me shake off that energy and bring you a winner in Foxborough. Bills, money line, minus 115 over the Patriots. This is more of a gut play than anything else. I love the way Josh Allen is playing right now. And also, this has to be Buffalo's year, doesn't it? Doesn't it have to be? Because it looks like the Chiefs are finally not going to be in the way. I know the Patriots have won 10 straight. And during that time, they are 8-2 against the number. However, they have had thus far the easiest schedule in the National Football League. And in the first outing, the Bills were so sloppy, they committed 11 penalties in that game, still only lost by a field goal. Mike Vrabel has done a fantastic job in Foxborough. Drake May looks like he's the man, could win the MVP. I think it's probably going to be Matthew Stafford, but I want to see them get it done in a big spot against a team that is battle-tested. Give me the Bills on the money line.
Go Bills, we're with you. Fight you Bills. Fight I'm surprised Bills. We didn't play that.
We'll get that in one more time.
We need to fire that back up. If you want to watch it, which I'm sure most of us will be watching, it is a 1 Eastern kick in frigid Foxborough on Sunday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, time for the mental gymnastics game of the week. You look at this line, you're like, what am I missing? Originally, I saw this, the Chargers getting 5.5 points against Kansas City, and I said, is Justin Herbert not playing? Justin Herbert's playing, and they're still getting 5.5 points. Because here's the thing, who wants to trust Kansas City as favorites these days? Kansas City has been favored in each of their last 5 games, and they've lost 4 of those outright. At what point do we stop leaving the light on for Kansas City? Maybe they're just a bad team. I don't know. But the thing is, they can still win this game and not cover the number. And if you look at this matchup, even in years when the Chiefs have been good, the Chargers have covered or pushed in each of the last 3 games, which includes last year when the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl. Plus, we've already seen this matchup, and Justin Herbert absolutely feasted against what used to be a good Chiefs defense. Had 318 yards passing along with 3 touchdowns, and a Chargers win outright over the Chiefs last time around. So I don't trust the Chiefs as favorites, let alone 5.5 point favorites. Let's go Chargers.
Chargers, Chiefs, getting her done at 1 o'clock Eastern on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium.
Pick six.
Pick six.
So I've gone back and forth on this one, but I'm going to do it. Lions plus 5.5 visiting the Rams. Rams look like they are the best team in the NFC. Maybe Rams and Seahawks. I'm partial to the Seahawks, but it's absolutely bonkers that those two teams are in the same division. But let's not sleep on the Lions just yet. I think this number is a bit too high. We're talking about a really explosive Lions offense that is still number one in the league in scoring. They can put up the points, and I know that LA is well-rounded, but this feels like a field goal game to me. And yeah, Matthew Stafford is the favorite right now, minus 160 to win the MVP. However, both sides, both quarterbacks are going to be motivated because what is the storyline going to be here? Of course, Matthew Stafford back up against the Lions, Jared Goff going back up against the Rams facing their old teams. This, again, I feel like is a 3-4 point game, and also this number has moved in the Lions' direction. Open Rams -6, now sitting at Rams -5.5. I got Detroit, boys from Motown, +5.5.
Should be a good one. If you like props, that game should be great as well because the total is 55. If you want to watch it, Lions and Rams in a double revenge game at 4:25 Eastern on Sunday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, how about we root for missed field goals and missed opportunities in the red zone? I'm taking the under between the Cardinals and the Texans. If you've been following the Texans this year, they have been rising in the ranks when it comes to power rankings because of their defense. And you've seen what they've done to some of the best quarterbacks in the league. They made Patrick Mahomes look absolutely terrible. Had three picks in that game. Kansas City scored 10 points and lost to the Texans in a 20-10 affair. Saw what they did to Josh Allen. They beat Buffalo 23-19. And Houston has been one of the best under teams in all of the National Football League, going 10-3 to the under this year. And you'd think because they play indoors, maybe it would be, you know, more of an over affair when they play at home, but it's not. They're 5-1 to the under when playing at home. So you look at Arizona, and I have trouble believing that they're going to score a lot of points. And even in these games in which Houston has won, they've won five straight games, but four of those, they've scored 23 points or fewer. So it's not an offense that's going to line up the scoreboard. They make a living based on that great defense. So let's go under in this one. The total in this one set for 42.5. I'm going to play it up to 43, just a key number there. So under 43 between the Cardinals and the Texans.
What is your, can I get your take on the Texans? Doesn't have to be quick. We got some time here, but I'm just curious how you look at the Texans right now. Are they a real threat in the AFC? Are they a fun story and a team that got hot, but ultimately they're going to bow out at some point? That was impressive in Kansas City, what we saw. I will say this, their defense sort of keeps them in every game, right?
Right, and especially this year in the AFC, where it feels like everybody's a contender. Like, yeah. Hell, why not them? Like, their defense is great. C.J. Stroud at least has playoff experience that puts them above some of these other teams. So I'm not, like, a huge believer in the Texans, but I feel like I need to be because social clipped off me saying that I believe in the Texans, and it's on the internet forever, Jenks. So I hope the Texans at least don't look terrible.
You heard it here first. Chelsea believes in the Texans. Let it live forever. Energy Stadium, the site for the Cards and the Texans, Sunday at 1 o'clock in the East.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, let it be known, I do not like the Dallas Cowboys. Anytime I talk about the Cowboys, if I pick them to win a game, then you'll have a skosh of Commanders fans. Like, I knew it, you're from Texas, you like Cowboys. I'm like, I'm just trying to tell you who I think is going to win a game, okay? I'm not going to go visit Jerry at AT&T. Cowboys -6, hosting the Vikings. Like, the Cowboys, I think, should still be motivated. There's a chance it's an outside shot that they could win the division if the Eagles continue falling apart. But the Eagles aren't going to lose to the Raiders in Philly. That'll be a dub. So the Eagles, even though they're tripping over themselves, are going to find a way. The Cowboys still need to keep winning. You never know. It's the NFL. But why?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Is this number? I feel like this number should be higher. Are we really trusting J.J. McCarthy based on what we saw last week against the Commanders? Like, the Commanders made him look like he was all world, made him look like a Hall of Famer. I don't think he's a good quarterback yet. We've seen that for most of the season, and the Commanders have been losing, not just losing, getting blown out during that 8-game losing streak. So I think, based on what we saw from McCarthy, that the Vikings are getting too much credit here. The Cowboys, in their last 2 games at home, have beaten Kansas City, have beaten Philadelphia, and their offense, if you look at the numbers, also much better at home. JJ ain't ready. And he's going to have that bad Michigan juju hanging over his head. Cowboys, -6.
Ah, Michigan down bad this week, are they not?
Yep.
Tough one. And I can't say that, I'm not going to say anything mean. Let's move on. All right, Minnesota visiting Dallas on Sunday Night Football. 8:20 Eastern is the kick for that one. Pick six. Is it
Pick
coming?
Six.
Pick six.
Pick six. Right. Pick six.
All right. And finally, I'm going to go with the Bengals getting 3 points against the Ravens. There are threes out there. You got to look for them. But why not get that key number in this affair? As we've seen with Joe Burrow's return to the Bengals have been covering machines as underdogs, even though they've lost 2 of their last 3 games. They've been covering these numbers, and the odds makers have not had them pegged, giving them 7 points against Baltimore last time around. Not sure what they were doing with that number. The Ravens lost that game 32-14. And then you saw that game against Buffalo. It felt like the Bengals certainly had a chance to win it outright, but they did cover the 5.5 or 6, depending on where you got it. So for me, this is a divisional game. Joe Burrow has great numbers against the Ravens. And at the end of the day, the Ravens feel like they're in the same boat as the Chiefs to me. They don't feel trustworthy as favorites. And overall, they're just 4-9 ATS this year. They have not been good at covering numbers. So I don't know why we're still giving the Ravens credit in this game. So I'm going to go with the Bengals getting 3. I think Ja'Marr Chase has a massive game along with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I think so too. I love that you can still find a 3 in some spots as well. So we were talking about that game early in the show. I'll be with you. It's Joey Burrow and the Bengals hosting the Ravens, of course, on Sunday at 1 in the East. I want to see Joey Burrow show up, fur coat, walking in, little swag, you know, looking good, ready to lead the Bengals to at least a cover. And I tell you what, that whole division is super fascinating. Once again, the Bengals, they just can't get over the injury, huh? But the fact that the Steelers are in position to win this division after the whole Mike Tomlin talk going back and forth is just something. Coming up, we'll keep the good times rolling with our favorite plays locked in just in time for the weekend. That is Shell Semester. I'm Michael Jenkins. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip on the Bat MGM Network. I am Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. You know, we got our best bets on the way. Doctors here, apparently, in some crazy location. I have no idea where that is. Chelsea, weekend is here. We're just a few minutes away from signing off, logging off, enjoying a couple days to ourselves. What are you doing?
Couple days to ourselves, Jenks? I have a child. Oh, a couple days to myself?
I have a cat. Not the same.
We got activities on activities on activities. The Christmas parade in Gallatin is this weekend. We're gonna go to that. I think we have a play date. I got stuff to make Christmas cookies, and that's the ultimate test of, like, we've talked about this before, things that look easy but are absolutely not easy. I don't know how many of those cooking shows that you watch, and you watch them decorate cakes and stuff, and you're like, that looks like a fifth grader did it. It's so messy. And then you try to do it yourself. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't even make a straight line, you know, with this icing. So it's going to be a challenge. But when you're doing it with your six-year-old, like, the outcome and the goal is not to, like, win any contest. It's simply to have fun.
Let's just have a good time. But you're right, though. I mean, in the end, Blake's not going to care how those cookies turn out. She just wants to remember the experience with mom and have a good day doing it, you know?
Right, and so they taste good, too. So that's the other thing. And it's not like I'm making... Because people are like, oh, do you make the dough from scratch? No, I get the slice and bake cookies. Or wait, I should rephrase that. The place and bake. Like, I don't even do the slice and bake. We take that step away, and it's the ones that are already preformed into cookies. And you're like, here we go. It's like that scene from Clueless. Do you remember when she puts, like, the whole thing of cookie dough and she just slaps it down?
Oh, yeah,
the cookie tray she puts it in. That's me cooking.
Hey, that's better than I could do. I mean, and what are you making? Chocolate chip cookies? Just like holiday cookies, you said? Sugar cookies? What kind of cookies?
No, it's the sugar ones with, like, icing and sprinkles. Oh, you know what I'm talking
classics.
About.
When you decorate. Yeah, the classic. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Send a couple this way. I'm ready for some Christmas cookies. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And I said this a couple days ago, but I'm really going to settle in. Things have been kind of crazy around here. I mean, this show's coming to an end. We've talked about that. So it's kind of thrown everything into flux around here. So it's been kind of crazy. But I am going to sit down here over the next couple weeks and just really just enjoy the ride, enjoy the final week, and enjoy Christmas. Because it's coming. And this is my favorite holiday of the year. And I feel like I haven't really soaked it in. But I'm definitely going to do that starting at 9 a.m. this morning.
Did you say Christmas? Is there a gang Christmas. Tie?
this is not, no. I was just being an idiot. It's not. This is not a shout out to the Bloods or the Crips or anything like that. You know what? Let me give one.
I say you're wearing blue. I think.
Watch out. He's a Crip. No. They'll be like, the worst one ever. He should die immediately. You know what we're doing today? 2 o'clock, Sterling, Virginia. Wedding cake tasting time. It's time. Ooh. Oh, yes. Oh, I do not care. I think we're trying chocolate cake, funfetti, I don't know, vanilla, red velvet. It's going to be, I am very non-picky. I'm not a big funfetti person. I think you love funfetti, right?
Yeah, my husband, that's his favorite type of cake.
Really? I don't like funfetti. Catherine loves it. But it should be fun. We're going to go out for... I think both of us are like, we can't wait to do this. This is going to be fun, but we want to enjoy our weekend. So we got a zip car. We're going to go out to Sterling, Virginia. And even though Catherine was like, this isn't going to take more than an hour, is it? I was like, I don't think so. Like a cake tasting, I feel like it's a good hour max. You decide what you want, you go for it. And then after that, we're going to drive over to our wedding venue. And we're just going to kind of walk around. It's Middleburg, Virginia. So it's horse country. And it's very quaint. And it's going to be chilly. And so we're just going to maybe walk around a little bit, and then we're going to go to our venue, and we're going to have a little bar there, a little pub, which we thought about having dinner. But of course, because it's a venue, the dinner is stupid expensive. We're like, let's not do that. So we're just going to sit at the little pub there, which is also very cool, and just order some pub food and just kind of soak it in a little bit, just kind of a precursor to the wedding in April.
Ah, the wedding cake tasting is another use for the Kirk Cousins hotkey. You like that?
You like that?
Every time you taste a cake.
That's a good idea. Also, this cake is 37 years old. You like that? It's a little dry. It's a little dry.
It's very expensive, though.
It's, oh, God, man, what a racket. It's the one thing. That's the one thing that I knew, and Catherine's learning. She's like, these weddings. I was like, yeah, it's okay. It's fine. But once they know they have you, they can jack up the prices, or they can add these fees that they don't tell you about initially because they know they got you. It's your wedding. If there's one time you're going to extend, and once you're locked in, they got you and they know they have you. So you just have to sort of bite the bullet. You have to pay everything, but they add on these things that you never anticipate. They're like, oh, our basic whatever dinnerware package is this. And you're like, oh, that sounds great. And you're like, it's paper plates. Would you like to upgrade? We're like, yes. Yes, we would. I mean, it wasn't paper plates. But you know what I mean? It's super, super, super basic. So the wedding process is always fascinating because, you know, if they can find a way to get an extra dollar, they will.
Well, I was making a reference to Kirk Cousins. Like, we were saying things about Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is not cheap. So like a wedding cake, he is very overpriced. But Jenks, you want to know where we got our wedding cake from? Publix. And it was a standard chocolate cake. And it was delicious. And I think it was like $52.
That's so smart. That's so smart. God, and I bet you said, you know what? Give me the extra icing. It's our wedding day. Good for you. All right, here's something that's exciting. Our best bets for the weekend. Let's get to them.
Time to place your bets.
Delta Messenger, Publix expert, baker of fine cookies, 2-in-1 night last night. What do you got?
Baker of fine slice and bake cookies from Pillsbury. My special recipe. All right, so best bet of the weekend is going to be a bet that feels like it makes too much sense. Like, what am I missing here? The Chargers are getting 5.5 points on the road at the Chiefs. Now, maybe the only drawback is that the Chargers are playing on a short week because they just played in primetime. But still, they have had the Chiefs' number when it comes to covering spreads. They've covered or pushed in each of the last three matchups. And that includes last year when the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl. Not this current iteration of the Chiefs where it feels like as favorites, they're still not trustworthy. In fact, Kansas City has been favored in each of their last five games. And they've lost four of those outright, and they didn't even cover in the other one when they beat the Colts at the last second. So to me, this is way too many points, and plus we've seen Justin Herbert feast against this Kansas City defense already this season in the first game of the year. The Chargers won outright as underdogs in that one, and Justin Herbert had 318 yards passing along with three touchdowns. So I don't care that Justin Herbert is coming off hand surgery. I still think the Chargers have a fighting shot. I just don't think the Chiefs blow them out. So let's go. Chargers getting the 5.5.
Love that. Love that. I'm surprised you didn't go with Bengals there, but I think that's a good bet too. I don't know what's going on with the whole Chiefs being favored and with the number moving in their direction. I don't get it. I'm with you on LA. I'm going to go to the college game. How about that? Army-Navy over 38.5. This number is too low. There was a time, about 2 or 3 years ago, when you bet on the under on this game, no matter what, because it was just ground and pound to both sides, stingy defenses, bad weather. But the last three have gone 2-0-1 to the over. Navy averages 32 points a game behind Blake Horvath, and they lead the nation in rushing at almost 300 yards per game. And Horvath is the cog in that engine. When he decides to pass, they're very judicious when they decide to do it, but the midshipmen very effective when they do that as well. They will pick up points. The real issue here is it's the Navy defense, because quietly the Navy defense gives up around 27 points per game, and Army runs the ball as well. Noah Short, 127 yards against UTSA last time out. The Black Knights will try to run it on Navy, and they should have enough success to get us there. I don't know if we see a shootout, but I feel like the 38.5 is based on previous meetings and not what we've seen more recently. So let's go over 38 in the hook, and that game is in Charm City.
I can't believe you're not playing Packers Broncos under 43. You've been trying to play that play on our show for days now.
For days.
It's like sitting in your back pocket and be like, you're not going to include us in your best bets. You have been dragging us along, leading us along, and making us think that we were your favorite play of the week, only to be upended by Army, Navy. What's going on?
One big ruse. I'm going to put it on Monday. You'll be like, Jenks, again? I'm like, yeah, it hit. I'm going to put it in. It's a winner
after
right there.
After it hit.
God.
All right. One more hit with the Donkster before we let you go on this Friday. Oh, what in the world? Donkster, get in here.
I'm at the National Aquarium in Baltimore. It's beautiful. Getting ready for Army Navy. I think I see a pufferfish.
Okay. Good job. What else is going on?
Hey, Travis Kelce says he's stumped about his performance this year.
I'm like, yeah, he said that on the New Heights podcast.
Stumped? I thought he had wood.
Is this... What is this?
Well, since the show is ending next week, I'm working on my new comedy routine.
Oh.
No, no. God.
What do you get when you cross Richard Sherman and Jalen Hurts?
Nope. We're not going to do that. Do you have a bet?
Seahawks, minus 13.5, hosting Old Man Rivers.
Okay. Enjoy the aquarium. Are you inside?
Jinx.
Yes.
I can't believe he didn't say blowfish. Like, that was the favorite to be mentioned by the Donkster, the blowfish. It's right there, Donkster. You're losing your edge.
You're losing your edge.
That means nothing.
Right.
I feel like I've missed so many that were just like right there. Right there. Like, pick six energy was there earlier.
Hindsight is 20/20. Like, it's easier to come up with these things, you know, 5 seconds later. So it's fine. That's why I'm here.
Thank you, Chelsea. Somebody's got to fill in the gaps and get it right. We've been nailing it. Hey, that's it for us here on The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger, D-Day Denton Day, David Double D Dykstra, and the Donkster, I'm Jinx. Good luck on your picks. Have a great weekend. Continue enjoying the holiday season, and we'll see you back here at 6 a.m. on Monday. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.